Nothing brings in a crowd like a free lunch, such as the one Gates hosted at Grover T's Barbecue, the fourth of his stops around Milton and Pace. An overflow crowd greeted the congressman as he moved through the parking lot, speaking with both supporters and opponents. Once inside, Gates moved through the main dining area, greeting the lunchtime crowd to the sound of competing chanters.
Thank you all so much for being here. My name's Matt Gates. I'm your congressman, and it's great to be in Milton.
Gates made his way to a packed banquet room where those who were checked in as actual First District residents were enjoying barbecue sandwiches and sides.
You know, just because I'm your congressman doesn't mean you should have to come to Washington, D.C. to have a meeting with me or to share your views or to offer a criticism or an insight or an idea.
For the better part of an hour, Gates answered questions from people selected by a drawing. The main issue, as has been the case at events hosted by other congressmen nationwide, was Obamacare, its fate, and how to replace it.
There is universal agreement that we do not discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions, and we allow young people up until age 26 to stay on their parents' health care. No one disagrees with that. The question is what happens next.
Gates wants more competition among insurance companies for customers and for them to be able to do business across state lines. Other proposals are health savings accounts and tax breaks. The other predominant issue was Gates' proposal to abolish the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
In 1970, when the EPA was created, you didn't have the same amount of technology, expertise, research universities at the state level that you have now. I want to keep high environmental standards like the Clean Air Act, like the Clean Water Act. Those are things that are currently in many ways enforced by our states now.
Local enforcement is not doing their job. For 7 years, one landfill in the Wedgewood community was cited with 17 violations, and not once did they pay a fine.
Environmental activist Gloria Horning has been working with residents in Wedgewood.
And it took the community to go to the county and to the FDEP to raise our voices. If we're supposed to count on local, and local pushed us to the backside, then we got to move up and go to the next one, and that's EPA.
Lafayette Woods was among a number of Wedgewood residents having lunch outside the restaurant in whatever shady areas they could find on the unseasonably warm day. She wants the EPA to remain as is and on the job.
We have landfills out in our area that are burning. It's been burning now for the last 2 weeks. We can't breathe. We can't sleep. We can't do anything. Our health is at risk, and they need to come out, and we need all the help that we can get.
Congressman Matt Gates also met with the Kiwanis Club and the Santa Rosa County Commission. He taught a civics class at Avalon Middle School. After lunch, he visited the Santa Rosa County Administrative Offices and then wrapped up the day with a town hall meeting at Oops Bowling Center in Pace. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.